Chapter 6 Red Knight the Dragon doesn't look good. There is a sudden flash of light, and the enormous dragon starts to get smaller and smaller and smaller. In a matter of seconds, the gigantic dragon is no more. The ring transformed Red Knight into a cute little red dragonfly.
Red Knight? Is this a joke?
I don't believe it. Our family dragon? A dragonfly?
Come on, Octavia, it's really cute.
Wait until I turn your stupid cat into a fly.
The game master suddenly appears.
Just calm down, everybody. Ah, I see. Mink activated the ring's special protective power. She wanted to save Morph, and the ring protected him from the dragon. And you can't reverse the magic, so your family dragon is gone forever.
What? We lost our ancestral family dragon because of Mink's stupid reaction?
Mink, why did you do that?
Mink looks at Morph with love in the eyes, and Morph smiles back at her.
Morph? What's wrong with you?
I think they're in love, Millie.
Mink, in love with your stupid cat?
Stop insulting our pet.
They were prisoners together in that cage in London. They clearly became close friends.
The game master looks at Morph and Mink with a little smile. Then he turns to the McKnights. He looks very serious.
Cardell and Octavia McKnight, you cheated! So, this year, the trophy goes to Amelia and Oliver Jones. Congratulations to you. You are the winners of the clan trophy. Here is your prize.
The game master claps his hands and disappears. The mind-reading glasses magically appear in Amelia's hands. The McKnights are gutted.
What? No, it can't be the end. I really need those mind-reading glasses.
We were about to win. And Mink, our pet, cost us the clan trophy.
This is so cool. I can't wait to use them.
Yeah, and Mink and Morph are friends for life now. That's great too.
Mink, come here now. Time to go home.
Mink hesitates, but finally joins Octavia and Cadell. There is a purple and dark blue flash of light, and suddenly the McKnights are gone.